It is 4:06 on the Mike McFeely Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO, broadcasting from almost Philadelphia. I'll be in the city limits in about an hour when my cab takes me into the city limits. Right now I'm in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, at the Sheraton here. This is the UND alumni headquarters for the Frozen Four. The first game tonight, the semifinal game between Minnesota and UND, begins at about 7:30 Central Time. That's assuming that the first game between Union and Boston College doesn't go long or doesn't go into overtime. It's all based on how long that game takes, and they start 50 minutes after that. But approximate time of the UND hockey game is going to be 7:30. You can see those games on ESPN2 if you want to watch Minnesota and UND fight for a berth in the championship game. My trip to Philadelphia, sponsored by your locally owned Stop and Go food stores, home of the best buns in town, FM Water Systems, Legacy Wealth Management in Fargo and Bismarck, and Woodland Marine in Devil's Lake. Somebody who is inside of Wells Fargo Center right now, probably covering the Union Boston College game as we speak. His name is Matt Semish. He is a writer for U.S. College Hockey Online, and he joins us on the Mike McFeely Show to give us that last-minute flavor of the UND Minnesota hockey game. Hi, Matt. How are you?
Hello, so good. How are you? You know, King of Prussia, actually knows very well. All of my dad's side lives in, like, I'm from Omaha, but all of my dad's side lives in Philly. So, yeah, the area is familiar to me. You're waiting for your cab to pick you up?
Well, I'm doing my show from here, and I'm going to pick up a cab after I'm done at 6 sure. o'clock Eastern. So, I needed a place from which to broadcast, and this is it. My hotel last night, I stayed in the Holiday Inn Express last night, so I'm smart on everything right now, but it's right across the street from, they claim to be the largest mall in America. It's the largest retail center. It's called the King of Prussia Plaza, I believe. And what I was thinking last night when I got here was the people at the Mall of America in Bloomington might have an issue with with the King of Prussia Mall being deemed as the largest mall in America. It's huge, but I think the Mall of America is a bigger place, Matt. I don't know if you've been to either place, but they're both very impressive malls if you like those sort of things.
I have been to both. I mean, it seems like both are kind of like half mall, half amusement park. But at the same time, I mean, I don't know. Like, I live in Omaha, and I'm about to move to Botno, so I should probably get used to, you know, I should get those malls in before I move up, right?
You're moving to Botno. You're moving up to North Dakota to do what, Matt?
I am moving up on Tuesday to be the new sports editor at the weekly newspaper.
Oh, good for you. Congratulations, and welcome to North Dakota.
You.
I think that's good hockey country up in Botno, so I think you'll enjoy it as a hockey guy yourself.
So yeah, your producer told me yesterday, he was like, well, it's flat, it's cold, and there's a lot of beer. So I'm like, well, you're describing home, so I think I'll be happy there.
I think you'll be perfectly happy there. That's exactly right. Pinto knows what he's talking about. Say, Matt, this game tonight, UND against Minnesota, I know that it's been billed as, you know, the big matchup finally this year between these two storied teams who didn't play this year for the first time in, what, 66 years or something because of the conference changes.
Yeah.
Is that the best way to look at this game, or do you see it a different way? Give us a different angle here. How are you looking at this game tonight?
Well, no, I think I agree, because, I mean, you know, with the Big Ten forming and probably some other reasons in terms of Minnesota and North Dakota not scheduling each other, I mean, we were kind of wondering when they were going to meet again. It didn't happen in the regular season, and it only happened once last year, you know, when they were in the WCHA. But, I mean, it was kind of the same thing with Wisconsin, too. I mean, you know, they kind of know when they were going to play Wisconsin again, and Wisconsin ended up giving North Dakota into the tournament in the first place. And so they've met, and now they're pretty much the same thing all over again with Minnesota, except, you know, obviously it's the whole border battle apart from Minneapolis being kind of in, you know, inward in the state. But, I mean, I think it's a little bit bigger of a deal than North Dakota, Wisconsin was. But, I mean, yeah, I think, I think the whole, there is a familiar degree of content thing, but, you know, this is the first time that they haven't played each other in the regular season in, you know, well, I'm assuming both in your and my lifetime. So, yeah, I mean, there was always going to be a big occasion.
So this Frozen Four is a big deal for UND fans. It's a big deal for Gopher fans and Union fans and Boston College fans and for college hockey fans in general, Matt, but really on the landscape of college sports, it doesn't resonate nationally like the Final Four does or college football does. Is that going to change in your opinion? Do you think that hockey can ever become a bigger sport than it is regionally in places like Minnesota, North Dakota?
I mean, it has a little bit over the last 20 years. I mean, you look at, like, for example, you know, ever since Wayne Gretzky left Edmonton to go to Los Angeles, all of a sudden you're seeing professional teams pop up in places that they never would have been for, you know, in a million years. Like, you know, Los Angeles is already there, but you look at, you know, Florida, Tampa Bay, Nashville, Dallas. I mean, it is becoming bigger in places that you wouldn't expect it to be. You know, obviously California, too. Like, the last handful of years I've primarily covered Nebraska, Omaha for USCHO, and they've had quite a lot of California kids. I mean, you never really expect that. But in terms of, in terms of, I don't know, like hockey in general, in terms of like where it stands in the totem pole, I don't know. I mean, I look at college hockey in particular, and I mean, it's got better TV deals than it did before. So there's, you know, they're getting that more often than they ever did before. I mean, I know that, you know, living up in North Dakota, you know, UND has pretty much all their home games anyway on MIPCO, but I mean, in terms of like a national, you know, it helps that there's more 24-hour college sports networks now. So like, you know, NBC Sports Network has done a lot of college hockey the last couple of years, although it seems like they've been doing more Notre Dame kind of produced for football. But, you know, the NCHC has that deal with CBS College Sports. So yeah, I mean, I think we're a lot better off than we used to be. Probably not where we would like it to be, but I mean, it's kind of one of those things that are ongoing. You kind of have to just hope it keeps progressing.
Sure. Matt Samish, he's with U.S. College Hockey Online. He's covering the Frozen Four, helping with that publication. You're based in Omaha, Matt, and of course Dean Blaze is the coach at Nebraska Omaha. He's a big name in both Minnesota and North Dakota. He's a fun guy to deal with. I don't know how well you've gotten to know Dean, but I got to know him just a little bit when he was up in the North Dakota area, of course. He's a fun guy to work with. He's a classic, isn't he?
Yeah, Dean's been fantastic. I mean, I've been working for USCHO since 2007 and primarily covering UNO in the beginning. And, when he came in, to be honest, I heard kind of horror stories about him in terms of, like, how he can be with the media. But I don't know if it's him meddling with age or not, but he's always been great with us. He's been really helpful for me in terms of, you know, my own career. And, you know, obviously I'm going to be leaving Omaha soon. But, he's been really, really great to work with. I mean, I don't really know. Like, obviously you're in Fargo. I don't know if you've had many runs with him before. But, have you got a general sense of, like, what he used to be like when he was coaching at UND?
Blaze was always really good to work with the media up north. Mm-hmm. The last time I dealt with him, he was coaching the USHL team in Fargo, and I was writing for the paper in Fargo, and I was writing a column, so I went to the locker room after the game, and Blazer was sitting there, and he was sipping on a cold beverage, and he reached into his little college dorm fridge in the coach's office there at the Shields Arena, and offered me a cold beverage while I was working. And I said, well, Dean, I thank you very much for that, but I can't accept it because I got to go back to the newspaper office and write my column. But I greatly appreciate it. So I always found him kind of fun to deal with the little that I dealt with this time up in North Dakota, Matt. So,
go ahead.
This game tonight, what's UND going to have to do to win? They're the heavy underdogs. I don't know if I buy that or not. I actually picked UND to win the game. I think with the way that their goaltender, Zane Gothberg, is playing and the way that their defense plays, I think UND has a great shot to win this game. I picked him to win 3-1. But what do they have to do to overcome Minnesota's skill?
Well, I actually picked North Dakota to win, so I think I had it 2-1. And I'm actually standing outside the arena, and people in Gopher jerseys are giving me stares. But, the biggest thing will be, you know, kind of getting through Adam Wilcox. I mean, he's been a really good goaltender for Minnesota, clearly one of the best goaltenders in the country. If North Dakota is going to win this game, I see it being very low scoring. You're talking about 3-1. I suppose I could see that probably like an empty netter at the end.
I picked 3-1 with an empty netter, yep.
Okay, yeah, that seems reasonable to me. The big thing for North Dakota in terms of what they have, I mean, and Minnesota kind of has this too, but I like how there isn't really one or two or even three main cogs that you can look at North Dakota in terms of, you know, neutralizing them, having it be like a kill the head and the body of fall type of thing. I mean, you know, their last three games between that Western Michigan third place game in Minneapolis and then the NCAA tournament, you know, North Dakota's had seven different players score their 12 goals in those three games. So, you know, there's quite a lot of people that you have to get rid of. And then, you know, Zane Gossenberg has been playing really, really well for North Dakota in net. And that's going to be the big thing for me to look at later tonight with this game, because not only do you have two really good goaltenders, but you also have two really good goaltenders that are in form.
Yep, you bet. I think you're right on that. Hockey is so dependent on goaltending, and I've said it before, and I'm certainly not a hockey expert, but a hot goalie can make any coach look really good, and a hot goalie can make any team look really good, and you can make the argument that UND got here, especially against Ferris State in that third period and overtime. They got here because of Zane Gothberg, and not because of great play or great anything else, but just that their goalie was extremely hot, and they scored the goal, and they needed to score the goal, so... you can ride a hot goalie a long ways. Matt, need to run. Thank you very much, my friend. I appreciate you coming on. Good luck this weekend, and good luck on your move up to Botner, North Dakota. Okay, welcome to North Dakota. Welcome to the state.
Not a problem. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, you bet. Matt Semisch of U.S. College Hockey Online. You can check out his work at uscho.com.